3, 2, 1. It is now playing.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
All right. Let's get talking, guys.
I think we're right on.
What are we doing?
All right. Salt? Yes. I am your host, Judge Salt. With me, I have Judge Keegan and Judge Lan. We are the judge, juries, and executioners.
We're the judge brothers.
Yeah. We recently did a commentary track for Judge Dredd, the 1995 movie. We are now back with the sequel, the 2012. Yeah.
According to this file that I have on my computer, that I'm watching legally, of course.
Of course. I got mine.
Production. 2012. Yeah, it says so on an Apple. My Apple.
That's a pretty long turnaround for a sequel.
Yeah. That's pretty. Probably not the longest one, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's definitely others. Who's seen this before?
I've seen this before. I was going to ask this yesterday. Have you guys seen this before?
I have. No. I don't remember it.
I remember seeing The Raid. And I remember seeing The Night Comes For Us. I don't remember this one, though. I remember Lena Headey. Lena Headey, is that the one that she plays Cersei in Game of Thrones?
Yep. I think I experienced all of the possible criticisms and discourses around this film. But I never watched it.
I remember the main discourse when this came out, just like the most mainstream one, which was that, they got Judge Dredd right. Now this is a cool Judge Dredd movie.
Yeah. That was the predominant one. And then, it's just The Raid was what the cool people said.
Yeah. Because people had just started experiencing Indonesian cinema at that point. Wow, social commentary here with the facial
tracking.
What is this,
China?
What are we, a bunch of Asians?
Trump's America, am I right? Chairman Trump.
Dude, he's such an idiot. That post was so good. So both of the ones you actually retweeted were like, he's so dumb.
Yeah, I reposted Aaron Rupar saying that Trump was our Chairman Mao because he said we should get small cars.
Dredd, there we go. If you want to sync up with us, the big fucking Dredd title just showed up.
Yeah. Look at that bike. Yeah. No, show me the bike.
Salt, production check.
What's
the production looking like right now? Oh, how you feeling about the production?
There's some roads. Look at that road. That's messed up. That probably exists in LA, though.
How am I feeling about production? I want to see some ugly Star Wars rejects. That was my peak delight in the previous film.
How you feeling about these cars? How you feeling about this bike?
I like the bike.
Bike's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty
blocky. I like the other bike more.
Kind of
Sig
meaty.
Cool.
Yeah, I think the other bike just like looked fake in a charming way. And this one looks like they wanted it to look too real.
I mean, this one, I don't know. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Let's go.
You can tell because they got the brightness all up nice and flashy. Everything shimmering. What's that effect called? Shimmer?
My balls.
Our filmmaker friend Salt, can you tell us?
This is called scrolling through the Adobe Premiere effects menu until you find something that hits.
It's funny because it looks like... Actually, where was this produced? Like, what nation was this produced in?
Let me look at
your mom.
South Africa, of course. Makes so much sense. Johannesburg.
I think it was actually.
Because it's got a very Neil Blomkamp-esque feel to it. District 9.
You know what? District 9 is definitely.
Yeah, District 9, Chappie, kind of. Definitely that kind of feel to it.
All these drone shots.
The soundtrack too is just very, you know, like, well, this is cool. This is industrial. This is
that was a great stunt.
I mean, that was good. Yeah, that was really
good. Good little splatter.
You know, I talked about Sylvester Stallone having the perfect lower face for the Dread helmet. I don't know if I could say the same about Carl Urban. You know, Carl Urban, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He likes Gundam. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he has the face for just the Judge Dredd.
Yeah, you gotta have a giant chin.
Yeah, not, I mean, something about the mouth too. You know, the mouth. He doesn't feel very scowly. You know,
it's pretty scowly.
He's scowling. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's scowling, but it's not like
right his.
It's not a Judge Dredd kind of
down V dog. He's,
yeah, I don't know. I think it's just too. It's not wide enough. Too frowny. Is my thing. No, it's,
I think that's just a jaw chin too, thing. Though.
What's the opposite of wide? It's not thin, but
narrow.
Whatever.
Narrow.
Yeah, I guess.
Definitely an opposite of wide.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, narrow. Yeah, narrow.
Lan just can't resist doing some skull measuring.
Hey, listen, lips are not the skull. Lips are not the skull. Lips is
okay.
Lips,
I don't know.
Are famously
really
not the skull.
About the nose thing. So I don't know if I'm gonna let you.
Which nose thing?
Because I said French nose, and you're like skull, boo, 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 and it's like the skull.
Yeah.
Cartilage is I'll concede right now, retroactively conceding that point from last episode. That's scary.
I'll let you in on the lips, I bet, Keegan.
You know what? Watch the fucking movie.
Look, what we're trying to say is we're all very sprung for Carl Urban.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear him tomorrow.
Can you believe
that
the casting for this movie was done by Sarah Halifin, the same casting director of the entire MCU?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you think they wanted to get like a 2000 AD CU out of this?
I will have to watch the whole movie to say that. Is there
this was what, 2012, right? As we've already established.
Yeah, the MCU is 4 years old at that point.
Yeah. I mean, we just got Avengers at this point, right?
This has that middle shot problem going on. They have a whole setting. They have a whole set to show off.
Yeah.
There we go.
Effects,
see, I want to see this.
The effects feel very not quite South African. They feel closer to what we saw in Guardians, the Russian film. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, the Stallone film relied primarily on practical. There was that one ugly CG sequence on the bike at the end, but you know, I remember it as a practical dominant movie.
Yeah,
we'll see if that can be said for this film.
I remember there being, like, not necessarily on an effects level, but on a production level, you know, the building that they're about to go up, you know, so how familiar are you guys with Adi Shankar's work?
Not at all.
I'm picking up right now.
I won't be doing that.
Well, don't.
It's fine. We don't need him.
I don't know. He's a interesting question mark character. He's the executive producer of this movie. And of course he does lay claim to this movie being one of his works, despite being just the executive producer. He recently did the Devil May Cry anime on Netflix this year.
Okay.
Which every clip I've seen from that has been utterly awful.
He did the Castlevania stuff.
He did. And you know, I'll say this as someone who liked the first two seasons of the Castlevania anime. Unfortunately, Warren Ellis not being a part of the production here shows in Devil May Cry, at the very least. It is what it is.
He can write a yarn.
He could. He could.
You can't say he was bad at it. You could say he's a piece of shit, but...
He's a piece of shit, but he knew how to...
He could write. Pieces of shit could do good things, you know?
He can.
A monster, but...
Yeah. But Adi Shankar, he comes from money, which is why he was able to, you know, get as much done early on in his career as he did. His dad's I think venture capital guy or private equity at the very least. So yeah, he managed to snake his way in. He did a bunch of really bad things.
We did all those edgy bootleg movies.
Yes, yes.
The Punisher. Yes. He was going to do like Superman versus Rangers. The Clan.
Yes.
Oh, dang. Yeah. That's crazy.
So this isn't Alex Garland directing. This is Pete Travis. Sorry, Lam.
Yes. No, I was going to say that's... he's managed to get big off of attaching himself to talent. Mm, you know?
Yeah.
In this case, it's Alex Garland.
Producer, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. You know, in this case, it's Alex Garland. In the case of Castlevania, it's Warren Ellis, right? But yeah, Alex Garland, Salt, what were you about to say about Alex Garland?
Only that I thought he was the director. He's only the screenwriter here.
Yes. Yes. It's, 28 years later kind of situation.
Right. I mean, I'm not that familiar with, Garland's work. I did see the first 28 days later. I don't think I watched much else by him.
Have you seen Annihilation? Ex Machina?
I have.
Is Annihilation the one with Natalie Portman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I would consider it his best work. I recently watched Ex Machina. It was all right.
I watched Ex Machina on a plane, so I can't really say that I watched it.
I have
no idea.
Where did I watch Ex Machina? I definitely didn't watch Ex Machina in theaters.
I think
that was a good sip.
Thank you.
That was a good ass sip. I hope that makes it.
I really hope it makes it as a recording because that was a good ass sip.
Good sip.
I'm sated.
I'm thinking about like drugs in sci-fi, and like this is very expensive, but doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah, I didn't like anything that was happening on screen.
it's a very I don't know, juvenile take on drugs, I feel. Like it drugs are bad. Here's a slow-mo. you can tell that the drugs are bad because everything's in slow-mo. We should do a slow-mo count, guys. We should be like CinemaSins.
We should.
Ding.
Slow-mo count. Lan, are you able to turn up the audio on this stream just slightly?
Yeah. It's a very quiet movie.
Oh, I'm good now.
Yeah, you're good now? That's good. Yeah, so we've been introduced to Lena Headey's character.
She got a gnarly scar on her cheek.
Yeah.
But you know that because you're watching it while you're driving right now.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
Third
slow-mo.
One.
Third
slow-mo.
There's slow-mo. Well, the whole thing with crazy. The drug here.
You know, okay. Drug induced slow mo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just an inhaler also, which is kind of fun.
Yes.
Inhaler drugs.
Yeah, just like asthma.
Yeah, so exactly.
The catch here is that when you're falling, it's taken 50 years or something. I forget the exact amount. But
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh. This is unfortunate.
It's the costume design in this one compared to the 1995 one is very interesting as in so far as like how normal everyone is here.
Yeah.
It's just a very normal.
Not interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind simplifying the judge costumes and making them a little more believable. There's even boring. Like some muted greens on his elbow pads, like you would have in the comics, things like that. But like, make these
the
city dwellers more iconic. Yeah, he's way more.
I need
shoulders.
The shoulders too.
Right? Yeah. No, you're right. I like what Salt said though. Like the people should look like freaks. Maybe the like guys that they're trying to kill. Well,
the thing is, it's the ones that are freaks, i.e. the guys in the building, you can tell that they're freaks because they have tattoos on their faces.
Yeah, but that's this movie's way of...
No, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like...
Drugs. Yeah,
this is the movie's phenotyping at play. Is that
it? If you're evil, you're making a really good point. This movie is way too it's course correcting way too strong from the last movie. It wants to be everything the last movie isn't, and the last movie sucks in a lot of ways. But the production and costumes was not one of them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun to look in a way. It is very indicative, even though Adi Shankar is just the executive producer here, it's indicative of a lot of his works, which is embarrassment with the source material.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Even with Devil May Cry, even with Castlevania, even though that one was like a bit better about it, a lot of the stuff that he touches has this tinge of like, we're embarrassed of the source material.
This Judge Dredd guy is kind of goofy. Giant golden shoulders?
See, yeah. I think the tough thing about that, though, is that Judge Dredd itself has gone through those phases in its own comic history. So it's like,
it has,
this,
yeah.
This is just as honest of a depiction. Well, there's no way. The 1995 movie is not a good adaptation of Judge Dredd in any way other than some visuals. But like, this isn't so far off the mark either, just because a lot of the time Dredd's look is supposed to be like, oh, look, fascism is boring, just as often as it is like fascism is gaudy. It just depends. But like, this is definitely more boring looking.
Yeah, it's
for maybe a little reason, I don't know yet.
How are you guys liking Carl Urban's American accent here, though?
I think it's better than the average British actor's American accent.
British, you say?
He's from New Zealand, right?
He is, yes.
He is from but, New Zealand. You know, it's similar enough.
Same difference. Same archipelago.
Same planet.
Same hemisphere.
They're both islands, aren't they? Okay. Like, come on. Grow up.
It's all the same. But did you know that his full name is not just Carl, it's Carl Heinz?
No way.
It is, yes.
Wait, is he connected to that like ketchup manufacturer?
I don't believe so. In terms of Nepo babies here, no, I think Adi Shankar is the only Nepo baby.
So how much influence does he exert over these projects? Like, I get that he's the one on executive producer saying, let's do a gritty Judge Dredd. Do we know any other ways that he gets to determine how this goes?
I've heard varying stories. You know, depending on each production. I know with the Netflix anime productions that he's been working on, it's more of an influence than it is here, right? But yeah, they're like a lot of the same tinges, I guess. Or
well,
the
that's
ticks.
Some bad graffiti. That is bad.
Yeah. Again, everyone has a face tat. Like, I don't get how.
Okay, well, how many of us have face tats, though?
I have
0%.
Okay. You have a neck tat? Okay. Yeah. I have no tats. No visible tats.
Oh, no. They double tap that guy.
The squibs are good, I will say. The squibs are good.
Squibs, yeah.
Yeah.
They're real explosive.
A lot of good squibs, yeah.
Well, you got one now.
It's crazy.
I don't know why I did it with more of an accent than he did.
I feel like Carl Urban has a bigger jaw in The Boys, but I think it's just the beard.
I think the beard does contribute a lot more to him having like a square head.
Because I am looking at him and I'm like, that's not square enough. Like,
yeah, it's very angled. The chin is very... Let me look at some pictures of Carl Urban here. No, his I swear his face has just gotten more square over the years.
I think this is a bit of a design error on the costumer's front. Like, the helmet in itself is not bad, but what they missed is that the helmet should be narrower. It should be almost rectangular. It shouldn't be too circular. Circular evokes Kamen Rider, and sort of like bug alien look. I want like a narrow kind of Dr. Fate thing going on.
Oh, there's another slow-mo.
Here we are.
Whoa.
Dude, it's just like the eye drop.
The DV shot? Come on, dude.
This is incredible.
Some of
stuff.
This feels so much like a Ben Garrison cartoon.
Yeah, drugs, and just says drugs on the vial.
Yeah. That one guy, he had the hobo had the cardboard sign that said, "We'll debase self for drugs."
That was a credit for drugs. He's honest.
You know what? That's good. That's a good bit. I'll give the movie credit for that. So guys, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the slow-mo drug here, but do you know what it's called?
No, I can't. I can't hear good.
All right.
Jimmer.
Hold on to your seats, guys. All right. Hold on to your seats. The slow-mo drug is called slow-mo.
Yes!
S-L-O-M-O.
Keegan, you win the prize! Baby.
Shot that from three.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, what was that nail even doing there, though?
Keeping that hatch connected? Ooh. Ooh, wow.
That's cool.
Ooh, yeah. Ripple and belly fat. That's pretty rad. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I'll give it that, yeah.
I think the slow-mo is fine. It doesn't need all the glitter, you know? Like, just let slow-mo
thing. How else are you going to know what's drug-induced drugs. If it's not for the glitter, though, you know?
That's the hallucination part. Oh.
Oh, that's some ugly CG blood. Oh, wow.
Oh,
dude, the rippling bellies are
the rippling.
Good,
the rippling that's just a liquefy effect.
You know what? They should have done something funky instead of blood, you know, like butterflies and stuff.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Not that it hasn't been done, but it's just like if you're going to do fake something, just make it.
No, this movie needs to be weirder. It's a little afraid to be weird.
Yeah, but that comes with the whole being embarrassed of the source material thing, right? Yeah.
It's be like trying to be saying something about fascism. Who knows?
How familiar are you guys with that early 2010s, late 2000s YouTube genre of action?
You mean video game high school?
Yeah, like Rocket Jump, you know?
Yeah,
that's the Adi Shankar Power Rangers.
That was on YouTube, right? Yeah.
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 Because
yeah,
we mentioned it in the server, and I went back to watch it like a month ago, and I was astonished how boring it was.
Yes. 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 The grittiness is just. It's not a good thing.
It's like we could do blood as our aesthetic, and that's it. You know. It's like guns, bullets. That's your aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's... for all the faults of that era of YouTube videos or action videos, you know, like, there's a lot of good to come out from it. And there... That genre of indie filmmaking, you know, just hobbling things together, making do with what you have. You know, it's an inspiring era, but it's also an era that... that you can see in this film, you know, like you can tell that the people working on this film were keenly aware of that cultural movement.
Yeah. No, it's the nerds beginning to win the war.
Yeah.
You know, it's the start of that.
Oh God, who is this guy? I don't remember him from, what's his name? Not Paul Dano. Everyone loves Paul Dano.
He does look like him.
Oh, it's Donald Gleason. Holy shit.
Oh, no way.
It's Donald Gleason. Yeah.
No, it's General Hux.
He has
Hux.
To be like yes. in his 20s here.
Yeah, that's think about crazy. That. This is the in link between years, this and Ex
he's
Machina.
In Star Wars.
In 2 years, he's in Ex Machina with Alex Garland.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here he's
he's yeah. just guy at computer.
Guy at computer. Guy in computer.
For now.
We'll the unnamed computer expert. I'm trying to find a name for him.
Really?
I don't
he
think
doesn't have a name. That's fantastic.
I don't think he has a name here, yeah.
Love to see it.
I like how I'm like, he seems familiar.
That's crazy. Where have I seen him not, before? I would not have realized that was who he was at all.
No, this is one of his earliest.
He still has like baby fat here.
Yeah, this is 1 year before About Time.
Crazy.
Yeah. But he'd already been in the Harry Potter films by this point, I think, right?
Gross. He was in the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah. Can you guess what kind of role he played? As a red-haired British man? Oh,
okay. I'm not even going to... Don't make me remember Harry Potter right now. That's funny, though.
Damn as it, a no, red-haired Brit.
He's Bill, I think.
I don't know. He's one of the Weasleys. Sure. You can tell me he's...
Yeah.
Whatever
I'm stating right now, he was Bill Weasley. I'm not looking it up. I'm just correct.
He's got that Rob Schneider-esque voice here. It's like he's doing a Rob Schneider impression.
This totally is the sequel. Does. This is the character. They brought him back.
Donald Gleason is a computer expert.
He got rid of his Filipino, man. What's up with that?
This is called a sun-bleached Filipino.
Mm. Yeah,
that's a slur somewhere. So you need to retract that right
now. Sun-bleached Filipino. Is that what we're calling the Irish now? Sun-bleached Filipinos? Another swig there. How y'all feeling about the lighting?
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. That elevator actually looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a lot about that statement you said, like where you're comparing it to this era of like YouTube indie action filmmaking. And then I looked at this movie's budget and it's estimated somewhere between like 30 and 40. I think where this
million,
movie,
right?
Yeah.
Dollars.
The only place where the budget really looks impacted is when they do those really goofy CG blood effects.
Yeah.
Even that feels like they were trying to go for something there. You know, like they were trying to do something different and like visually something, you know, they weren't just like badly doing blood stuff. They're like, oh, let's do some CG blood that makes it squirt in crazy directions all over the place.
Yeah. Look at this picture of Adi Shankar. This is his official Mubi profile picture.
On Mubi. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
On Mubi.
What? Oh, but it doesn't have the his classic eyeliner, unfortunately, in that picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the eyeliner is a lot.
Yeah.
He's got a shirt on in this one picture that says, I'm brown, are you going to arrest me too? So Adi Shankar is woke,
okay.
People. He's woke.
Yes, yes. I'm sure, given his Twitter presence this year, that's a great statement for us to be making.
Hey, woke comes in different flavors, okay?
Yeah, sometimes being woke is being...
Welcome to the resistance, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know? Welcome to the resistance, Candace Owens.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is that... She's that meme of that boxer where she's like, damn, I'm a fight pedophiles, and then, oh, pedophile got hands.
That one's good. I love the guy hands. Oh, so funny.
She just said, no, the elite pedophile ring is too tough. I'm clocking out.
I'm done.
I got somewhere to be on January 6th.
Q-Nom I gave him
really
my best,
went
guys.
Out with a whimper.
It's crazy. Where they go?
They became blue.
Damn.
That's true.
Yeah. Guys, this is our announcement midway through this movie. We're officially pivoting towards Blue Anon.
What? We're taking the DNC bucks.
Listen,
fuck me. Look. We're only one third of this movie.
We gotta be. We made it a third.
Our attention spans just completely got shot.
Okay, those walls are really tall. Did you see how tall that kid was compared to the walls?
Yeah. Yeah.
These are big walls. High ceilings.
No muties.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them muties. I'm always saying this.
You know, they say it, but have we seen at least one mutant?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have. Judge Dredd's partner.
That's rude. That's rude. I'll disparage white women any day of the week, but that's rude.
I'm just saying they're telling you now this is going to be a plot point later.
I had water in my mouth when you guys did that. You tried to kill me. I almost drowned.
You know, I talk about the raid influence and the, I guess, The Night Comes for Us came out like 6 years after this. But, you know, beyond the raid influence, the idea of this, you know, hobbled together apartment complex, there's a lot you can grab from Kowloon, you know. And there have been quite a few Hong Kong movies and, you know, non-Hong Kong movies set in Kowloon that make good use of the space and you know, replicating what it was historically. Most recently, last year, there was a movie called Twilight of the Warriors, which is really good. But yeah, it got me thinking, you know, just about the whole apartment complex, you know, idea of this movie. You know, in a way, this is kind of like a bottle episode. You know, except the bottle is just one big ass apartment.
Yeah, I was reading how the initial plans for this film involved Judge Dredd squaring off against Judge Death.
Mm.
But they felt that was too weird. So they're like, oh, we'll do a day in the life of film.
It's like, I was thinking about this watching the last movie too, where one of my favorite Judge Dredd stories is a werewolf one. And it's just Judge Dredd fighting werewolves and guys getting turned into werewolves as he continues. It's awesome. And I feel like even like your typical comic book nerd wants this out of Judge Dredd more than werewolves. And I'm like, but the werewolves are so cool though.
Like, that would be
You get a guy who could draw werewolves really good. That's really fun. But it does feel like this is the predominant angle on Dredd and will be for the foreseeable future.
I mean, the bull in the china shop aspect of it, you know, just drop... actually, a better one would be the Minotaur in the maze.
Oh, wow.
No, I think that would be a good one for a Dredd story. And there has been. There have been, I should say. Whoa.
Oh, they just stood around that grenade. Yeah. They literally just stood around it. Oh, which is kind of baller. They're like, nah, bet. And
it sounds flashbang like it was Garland's kind of choice core. To go with the grounded story.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, even Ex Machina, which came out... What year did this come out again?
This was
2012.
This is 2012, right? I swear I'm not trying to make this a recurring bit. I just keep forgetting when this came out.
Just lie. Just say what year you think it was.
It's fine. Yeah, anyway, Ex Machina came out 2 years
Remember
after
the Godzilla
this.
From 1998? Like, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that too is also like a closed environment kind of thing. It was clearly on Garland's mind, you know, to keep things grounded this way. You know, I will say though, we're 34 minutes in to this movie. He hasn't taken the helmet off once.
I don't think he does, right?
Isn't no, it stays like on one the entire whole... movie.
stays on during sex.
yes.
No, that's like one of the marketing points of this movie, though, is like, he keeps the helmet on.
I do respect Urban for that. Like, there are a lot of actors who would demand that their face be shown as like, Jason Statham, part of their brand.
Spider-Man. I hate it. I hate it so much in superhero movies. Like, keep the thing on. Keep it on. Keep it on all the time. Stop it.
Yeah, it's a recurring joke in the Tokusatsu fandom that, like, the main reason why, you know, American adaptations of Tokusatsu properties won't work is because they'd have to have the people take the helmet off every 5 seconds.
Make sure you know that it's Freddie Prinze Jr. under there.
Yeah.
Why'd I grab Freddie Prinze Jr.? Sense. I don't know.
It's because everyone loves Freddie. It's because Hulk wants Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
Hulk wants Freddie Prinze Jr.
You should get him.
You know, I'm always saying the biggest fault of the new Ultimate line is that this version of the Hulk doesn't have the fondness for Freddie Prinze Jr. that
he meditated it away, you know?
Yeah.
He yoga'd it.
Are we a pro Freddie Prinze Jr. Establishment here?
Is I'm more neutral, I anti? Think.
You're neutral. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was your funny Star Wars Scooby-Doo. Experience. That's like the only thing I've seen him in.
I think he... His Freddy is good in Scooby-Doo.
He is. He's a good Fred. He's a good
he
Fred.
He goes back also, and forth wait, on his Star that's the Wars only... take, though.
Yeah. It is what it is. He's Filoni pilled.
Sometimes he's real good. Sometimes he's got real good things to say, and then sometimes it's like, shut up, Freddy.
I do not care for the persistent green
filter.
I do not
care for Freddie Prinze Jr. Sorry. Yes, the Yakuza Kiwami 2 filter.
I don't know.
Except this is more like piss tinted.
Adjust your greens suitably.
Yeah.
On my Mac, the green is way crazier than it is on my screen. Oh, I just realized I have a light on.
Oh, maybe that might be affecting
my turn enjoyment.
It
off
and it just gets a lot greener. You're like, fuck, it's way more
the green looks
now.
Much better on my screen. Like, it's not as annoying. Oh, damn.
That was
a woman's crazy. Choking another woman. Keegan is locked in.
We're not gonna hurt that you. That's choking her to death.
Yeah, that wasn't a nice yo. But you know what? It's more, look, they didn't have Judge Dredd do it because they have to let him be a hero at some point.
Yeah. You're telling me the cops aren't necessarily good? They're choking out random civilians? Is there foe? Damn. What do you mean by
that's
that,
crazy.
Camp? What do you mean by that, champ?
Yeah. That was a little discriminatory. You got to go back to DEI training, Judge.
Yeah. That's what they do with the Dredd movie these days. Get that trending.
Yeah. They're making a new Dredd movie and he has to go through DEI training.
He's not going to be white. His gender is going to be questionable.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Woke.
Judge Woke. Yeah, it doesn't even have to make sense.
Yeah.
Judge them.
Bait doesn't have to be... It doesn't have to be believable anymore.
Bait doesn't have to be good, even.
I hope she survives.
Mm.
The mom. Not... I don't...
You don't really care for Judge Anderson?
Mutant.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Ah, the father's white.
That's why Dredd let her go.
Mm. Wow, no. The father's... All right. I guess you don't want to know your husband / partner.
I asked you, boy.
See, I think the thing that confuses me is that they use slow-mo for her vision bits, too.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it confuses me. It's actually quite clear because there's no shimmer. It's clearly that she's not on drugs. You know, if there was shimmer to her visions, then I might be a bit more confused. But thankfully, the shimmer's only there for the drug bits.
They were trying to draw a comparison between the drug and her supernatural abilities.
Yeah, yeah. You know, superpowers is like drugs. That's a quote from Adi Shankar.
There is a sort of carelessness to that, though. Like, you know, it's a conversation that you wish had been had on set, or like, you know, in post, however you want to do it. Like, hey, if we're going to use slow-mo for the drugs, maybe we can use a different sort of effect for the telepathy.
I mean, in general, like the conversation about drugs, like the public consciousness, or the public opinion on drugs by this point had started to turn, but we still hadn't reached that point of like people who do drugs are humans too part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We hadn't gotten to that conversation yet by this point in time.
I feel like the politics of this, the politics of this movie also is like, I don't know to what degree it's going to talk about Dredd being evil systemically, right? And like,
well, it's also hard to do systemic when you're within the confines of this one building, right? Like, a lot of what you can say about the systemic nature of the policing system here, you know, it's really only said through Dredd and Anderson's actions. But then, even then, that could be misconstrued as, well, these are just two individuals acting within the larger system, right? Like, the actions of Dredd and the actions of Anderson aren't necessarily indicative of, you know, the megacity.
Right.
You could say something, too, about policing if you had sympathetic villains. And this movie really feels like it's going out of its way to portray these villains as hideous and disfigured and morally bankrupt.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm getting to. They're very limited in what they can possibly say about drug users or criminals at all when the setup is these two cops are trapped in this building and they have to eliminate all the drug users and criminals. Like, it's not like trying to do anything other than some action scenes, seemingly. So,
well, and that's what's funny is like that's what the Judge Dredd comics are for. Like, the Judge Dredd comics have those discussions in those stories all the time. It's like, if you want to make a dumb guy action movie with a super cop, great, but like, why did you use Dredd?
I mean, sometimes Dredd is that dumb guy action comic too. Typically those are the more supernatural stories, though. You know, it's those are the werewolf ones where it's like, oh well, the werewolves are eating people.
The difference is this movie is lacking werewolves.
But that's exactly it. Like, it's trying to do the more grounded, we're trying to have a serious conversation about what Dredd is kind of story, while also wanting to be a dumb guy action movie, which is, I don't know. Do you feel that it runs counter to each other, or like, do you think there's room to do both? To have both a dumb guy action movie and also have very pointed, you know, smart commentary about policing.
I mean, I don't know that it's, I you know, this is getting into Alex Garland stuff too. Also, like, I think people misread, like, Civil War is the one that I think a lot of people just like didn't get, and it's like, well, watch the whole movie. You know,
I don't want,
you're watching the trailer. It's fine. Okay. Make fun of it. Be a hater, right?
I've avoided talking on
I'm completely fine watching it and being a hater. But like, I also, it feels like the kind of thing where it's like, watch the end. I don't know what this is gonna do. But like, up till this point, it seems like it's mostly just trying to do what Salt was saying and like be a dumb guy action movie. But there might be a third act twist that somebody's his brother, you know? That might be meaningful. I don't know.
The twist is Judge Anderson is his brother.
Okay, shouts.
Optimistically, I want to believe that there was a version of Dread 95 that was that movie. I mean, what I found so fascinating was that Stallone felt compelled to talk about police overreach in the relationship to that film's development. Like, he's a MAGA guy. He's hanging out with Trump.
Oh, he literally just got a...
Oh, yeah. He looks horrifying. He looks...
got the Medal of Honor from Trump,
right? He looks so bad.
Yeah, he got dog bit by B-Face.
Dude, his face looks crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But...
Yeah, this is also where we get some of the weird, like, sexual bits here with him, this guy imagining just how much he wants to fuck Captain Anderson or Judge Anderson. I don't know.
That was really dumb.
I don't think it says anything, is what I can really say about that.
This one?
A very provocative.
You gotta love a person in uniform. That's what it says.
Yes. You gotta really imagine, you know, the
one must imagine oneself inside of Judge Anderson.
Not what I was gonna say. I was actually gonna talk about the classic adage of imagine everyone in their underwear. You know, classic stage advice.
He's a nervous boy.
yes. But I'm glad you took it to that point, Keegan.
Keep pushing that rock uphill, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh. What is the angle? I thought they were across. That's okay. Yeah. I don't need to think about this.
Yep. We love that flair.
They're the bad guys.
The flare here of the gunfire, like, that's what really has me thinking of that YouTube genre.
Yeah.
That's where I noticed the budget.
Yeah.
But, you know,
there are some fun shots in here, like, even despite the more cheap feeling bits.
I mean, the stunt work has all been legit. That was great. I love that.
Yeah. That was cool. People really know how to fall over in this one.
Yeah. That's all I asked.
Good falling. Hey, falling.
You know
is
what
hard.
I'm really disappointed about, though, so far? No split diopters. This feels like a movie that's primed to do a lot of split diopter shots.
Was there a split diopter in the last one?
I believe there was one, yeah.
Wow. That's rad.
But I mean, a movie like this,
it
feels like there should be at least one. Like it, I don't know.
We got some butt rock going.
I think there was one, and I think it was one of the cityscape scenes.
No, it doesn't. It may be a deep focus one, but I don't think it was a split diopter.
Okay.
I think in respect to this film's politics or its absence, you know, I would point to the time it was made, and there were so many gullible people and fans and critics at that time, and we still have that now, but you know, it was different in 2012. Simply by making a Dread movie that looks gritty, you could fool people into thinking it had something to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair to say that people's expectations were pretty low for a Dread thing. Mm. And I think just being a competent action movie was a big dub to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, even the Raid, you know, like the Raid, Meren Tau, even. What other big films there were at that time? Like, the reasons why those movies popped off so much was that, like, it's not that they did anything necessarily new, but... they felt new. They felt novel. Like the execution is what felt novel there. And in a similar vein, Dread, it's the same thing, right? Like, it's very unlike what people were expecting out of a Dread movie at that time. Like we said, you know, the MCU was only 4 years in, right? Because Avengers came out the same year as this. Which was 2012, right?
Yeah, this makes sense as counter-programming to that, too. You know, you're getting all this, all the very clean, barely violent stuff of the MCU.
It, you know what it is? It's like, if you're doing the high school comparisons, because honestly, that's very apt for an Adi Shankar production. You know, if Avengers are like the jocks and the cheerleaders, right? The Dread is for the
punk.
Old kids.
Say it. It's punk.
It's for the punk kids. The emo. You know, the table at the corner of the cafeteria. that's what this movie is.
Well, but then here's the my jocks horrifying. The cheerleaders still go and enjoy it.
My horrifying revelation is that Adi Shankar is tight with Netflix. Netflix bought Warner. Now that we will inevitably get some kind of Batman Beyond film or streaming series that's live action, Adi Shankar is going to be at the helm.
Tim Drake, Batman Beyond, 2028, book it. Okay, I'm sorry. That sound effect was perfect.
Oh, yeah. I really do hope that whoever's listening to this episode is listening to us alongside this movie. Cause
yeah, watch it.
It's honestly their comedic timing.
On the freeway. Put your phone up on the dash. I will say,
Dredd's very cruel there because he didn't give him a shot of slow-mo before doing it.
Yeah.
Or actually, is he the opposite of cruel? Nicer. Is he kind? Yeah, is it nicer to not give him a
slow-mo? You're falling for so long.
Yeah.
You know, it's obvious that the main reason the whole film's in this building is because that's a good way to work with a limited budget. But I think you could make the story feel a little more even with some scenes outside the building. Like, you could have people's relatives, like how they're dealing with knowing the building's on lockdown, showing the dispatch center. And I'm not just saying that to say, like, they showed the dispatch center earlier. Like, you could continue to cut back to that.
Yeah,
I don't know, though, because I think... Does
talking
it
over
lose
movie
magic?
Changes the pace so much for me also. I have no idea.
Because, I don't know, does the movie lose its magic if we see more from outside of this building?
I would say you're being very kind, crediting this with a sense of magic.
Yeah, sorry, I'm using magic in quotations.
Being trapped
here
in the building is fun, though. You know, I can see that. I can see being trapped in the building as also being like...
the viewer is trapped in here with Anderson and Dredd. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm also tired of this happening. Fucking building.
Oh, wow.
Mind meld.
This is just like Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange 2. You know, when Professor Xavier...
Oh, okay.
Does the, you know, white-oid spotted dye crack a bit. You know, he gets into... okay. It really goes to show the male id, you know. This is a showcase of the gender politics at
men
play
think
here.
About sex every 7 seconds, also murder. You know,
it seems today that all you see...
In the wise words of...
You guys ever think about how a penis is kind of like a gun? That's crazy.
Nobody's ever thought about that before. This is a new thought.
Wow. Whoa, he's thinking about giving him head. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
damn,
no.
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
The person he thought was giving head to him wasn't actually the person he thought was giving head to him.
That's like two different kinds of sexual assault was happening there.
Yeah. Now we've switched from being Judge Dredd movie to being a Harmony Korine film.
Why the fake piss?
Yeah, why not real piss?
Just piss your pants, dude. If you can't,
you're
piss
an
your
actor.
Pants,
act. Yeah. No, but you see a real bladder.
That's what I'm saying.
They're too embarrassed to piss themselves.
Piss yourself, dog. You'll get hired.
Among the many things this film is afraid to be. It's afraid to be a film where people can actually piss themselves.
Come on.
Come on. We want piss. We want piss. We want piss.
Domhnall Gleeson has been in this movie so much. He doesn't. This character doesn't have a name.
No, he doesn't.
Does everybody else have a problem with this? I have a problem with this.
It's kind of crazy how he's not named once. You know, like not a single name drop yet.
It's crazy. He's just computer guy.
I'm looking at the letterbox page for Dredd right now, and he is listed as Clan Techie.
Oh no, I don't like
Clan
that
Techie
name.
Even Warwick Greer, who is uncredited in this movie, has a name.
That's crazy. Why is she being so mean to him?
I don't know.
Is he like a guy? Is he like her boy?
You know, talking about Nepo babies in this film. There's one. Defender Hyde. What's the difference?
Okay, why is this one all American accents again?
Yeah, you know,
that's kind of weird, right? It's a very British thing to just be like, yeah, they'd all have American accents. Also, right? To be fair, they'd be like, yeah, clearly the voice of fascism is American. And it's like, shut up. But
how British is this production, really? You know, it's like weird, Alex though, Garland right? is
2080 just don't care.
Is British,
they just want money,
right?
You know.
Pete Travis
gotta
is
be
British.
They don't actually care.
The countries that this was produced in was South Africa, the UK, USA, and India.
I have some very loud construction happening right above me.
They're doing construction at 7 o'clock at night?
I don't, on a Sunday, I don't understand.
Construction at 10:03 at night? What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell, guys?
Hopefully it hasn't lasted until then.
Is it like a unit above you or the roof?
Yeah, it's a unit.
Okay.
They're renovating it. They're probably like renting it out.
Banging that shit out.
Damn, you probably feel like you're stuck in this crazy apartment building too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
This is a 4D movie experience.
Are you thinking about violence and sex?
Hopefully. Be a pretty banger day.
Oh my god, it's a teenager with a gun. What does this say about the state of policing?
My Chemical Romance has a song about that.
Yeah, you know what they say, the only person who can stop a teenager with a gun is I don't know, actually. Who can stop a teenager with a gun?
Judge Dredd, probably.
Yeah, I get. Oh. Very fake ass shot there. It is what it is. Or Juve Cubes. Juve Cubes. Oh no.
Oh, wow. See, that's not the Dredd I know.
Yeah, the Dredd I wouldn't know. The Dredd I know would have blown that motherfucker's head smooth off.
This Dredd is not scoring 10 every night for 1600 games. Nah.
Yeah, this is what happens when your jawline isn't Dredd-esque.
This is why DHS reposted the Stallone Dredd, you know? They needed the Dredd with holes.
The real Dredd, yeah, it's true. He'll kill some kids. Yeah. I forgot his name. Billy Butcher's too woke to kill kids. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. That show would have been a lot shorter if they had just killed that kid.
It would have ended before it even started, actually. Just get a diamond drill tip, buddy.
You know, I'm realizing it is just the fact that he has no pupils. That's the reason why I couldn't recognize Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah.
He's just got very black eyes. Oh, everyone really is American here. Like, not a single non-American.
Like I said, 2008 AD just like didn't care about it being British, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like, here, make a movie, whatever.
I mean, I'm sure they were patently aware that policing wasn't just an American thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. They will come looking, right? That's the systemic part of this, right? Do you think she would have been more convincing as a South African?
Yeah.
It's hypothetical here.
Is the actor South African?
Lena Headey? That's a good question. I've never actually looked this up. Thank you for providing this opportunity, Salt.
She just pulled South African out of nowhere. Out of literally nothing. Oh, this is bad.
No, she is British. She is British. Very dejectedly. Very dejectedly. Aw, she's British.
Why?
Looking up people from this movie going, aw, they're not South African. Ooh, Judge Lex is South African.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll see Judge Lex eventually, right? This is Judge Dredd.
Oh, poor computer guy. He looks so sad. Oh.
Poor unnamed computer guy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Sorry to drop some bad news on you, but I figured now at 1 hour and 1 minute, now is the time for me to drop this news on you. I want you to hold on to your seats here.
Are you going to piss your pants?
I am not going to piss my pants. It's 10 o'clock. I can't afford to piss my pants right now. It's too late in the night. It's too late in the night for me to be pissing my pants.
What's the news?
So apparently, as of this year, it was reported that a new Judge Dredd film was in development. Can you guess who was set to direct it?
Oh, it's got to be somebody bad. Who's the Thor 3 guy?
The hair on this guy.
Taika Waititi. Oh,
that hair was amazing.
The hair is incredible. Also, yes, Keaton got it in one.
Yes!
No way!
Awful pick.
Yes, directed by Taika Waititi with a script by Drew Pearce.
What did Drew Pearce do? What has he done?
Drew Pearce was the writer of The Fall Guy, Iron Man 3, and Salt's favorite movie, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Damn. What a career.
I will defend this man. It is not the worst Fast and the Furious film. I would say Fast X is worse.
You know what? I can accept that. You know, it's...
We're talking two turds, right? But like...
Yeah. I will say, I think I was nicer to Fast X the first time around because I did see it in theaters. You know? But I also did like the John Cena bits.
The John Cena bits are great. Like, that's what the movie should have been.
A road trip between an uncle and his nephew, you know?
Like, yeah, that works. That the movie perfect. Feel, like, makes sense in those scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's but then it's kind of shuffling rest of the around movie is a going thing. Like, oh, we have a huge cast. Well, here's what these people are doing. Here's what this guy is doing. It's so scattered.
Yeah.
That's because
I like John Cena. Guys on fire, but I am really checked out of this movie now. It's so real boring.
Again, great stunt work. Great, hold on.
Oh, they got a fat judge.
That's cool.
Now that is realistic.
Again, that is realistic. That is very American.
Should have all been fat.
Yeah, it's true.
Meal really team funny. Six.
Oh,
Oh, I was like, God, this is too much for Judge Dredd. Bring in the fatties. stupid. But it's you know, we're talking about phenotyping here, you know, making one of the corrupt judges fat. What do they mean by this? You know, just
the politics of fatness.
Politics of fatness. The politics of fatness. Damn. Hey, one of these guys is South African, though. The Mama Clan.
It would have been tight if they called it the Mommy Clan.
Yeah.
The Mommy Clan.
They should have called it the Slow Mo Clan.
Yeah, nice.
It's like our branding, Slow Mo. Our drug, Slow Mo. Our,
a rabbi, Slow Mo.
Slow Mo. The official rabbi of our drug empire.
You see these crowd shots, there's all these like gnarly looking bald dudes and like kind of out of focus on the side of the frame.
One is a regular rabbi. Looking rabbi. It's like we got an imam too. Just out back. Our imam's actually currently locked out. He just cuts to the outside
people
of the building.
Put him on
just,
screen.
Just oh, a you regular know. Looking at mom just knocking on the gate. It's like, hey guys, I need to. Can I come in?
That's what I want to cut to every 20 minutes. The imam just pounding his fist on the wall. He's got a bag of takeout in one hand.
Please, I got the bell. Yes.
The nacho fries aren't good unless you eat them right now.
Come on, guys. You wouldn't do this to the rabbi.
Favoritism. Oh.
Adi Shankar, hire us for a punch up.
Bring us in. Bring us in. We're good.
Big fans of your work, sir.
Drew Pierce, Taika Waititi. Bring us in for the next Dredd movie. We got ideas.
No. No.
I have to independently verify this. It's so cursed.
Okay. Do come back with your findings. Saul gets locked out of the call. Guys, I figured
oh
it out.
Oh my god, you're right. Oh.
So quick.
No, to guys, be fair, a lot of Taika Waititi movies never happen. He was going to do That's Akira. True. He was going to do Star Wars.
That is true. Yeah. Well, hey, Star Wars might still happen. Maybe.
Come back around.
Yeah. Don't worry. Just in general. Not even just Taika Waititi Star Wars. Just Star Wars in general. Maybe.
Grogu's got to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Birding. You know, if we do actually get Taika Waititi's Dredd, maybe he'll make Judge Anderson a puppet.
Why do you want that?
Well, I don't want that. I'm just saying it's possible that it.
He's not even that kind of corny, though. Like, he's gone full in on CG. Like, I was.
Yeah.
Floored by how
actually,
bad
no, that makes
Thor
more sense.
4 was.
Judge Anderson's actually a CGI monster voiced by Jermaine Clement.
Yeah, no, that's what it would be.
Yeah, there we go. I don't think this is a particularly fun fight.
Duck on it, Dredd is good, though.
Yeah. The CGI broken throat, yes, coupled with choke on that. Again, great dumb guy movie moment, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It took a hot minute to fall down there.
A lot of weight.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of the slow-mo.
What is it?
Laced him with a bit of slow-mo before he left.
What does it say that Judge Chan was the fat one?
Oh. The Chinese, you know?
Now, hold on. Hold on. We can't just assume that Judge Chan is Chinese.
I don't want to know how Saul knows he's Chinese. I just want that to be a mystery forever. He just knows.
I should also know, I'm looking at the cast here. The guy who plays Judge Chan is not Chinese.
Yeah, he didn't look Chinese. That was odd.
He actually looks quite white. And his name is Carl Thaning.
But I read that badge right? It said
Chan? No, it is Chan. It is okay. Absolutely Judge Chan, yes.
Why'd they do that?
What? I guess we got a Charlie Chan moment here.
What were they cooking?
Judge Charlie Chan, yeah.
Judge Dredd says, "You have been accused of doing yellow face. You will now be judged."
Uh-oh. It's going to blow up in his... Oh!
Oh, his hand's
gone.
That
was pretty good. There's some practical blood there.
No, it didn't show the mangled hand. It's not acceptable.
That would have been way better. You see the tip of it. Oh, no, there we go.
Oh.
It's a good kick.
Yeah, it was a good kick.
That goes in my good kick folder, where I put all my good kicks. I think the gunplay is good. Not fantastic, but it's good. But I really do wish the hand-to-hand combat was more interesting.
It feels stilted. Like, there's no the flow cuts between especially. The moves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's really betrayed by the editing, because they have to keep changing angles drastically between each strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, y'all need to stop working.
Yeah, you know,
right here.
This is the commentary. You know, all this shit's going down, and these guys got to keep going. Says a lot about society.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, I'm kind of just like this drug manufacturer.
Damn. You got to get sleepy so that you could be up at 5 to drive to work.
Yes, yes, yes. How many people did he shoot there? 2 people?
Yeah. Should have been manufacturing bullets. That would have been crazy.
Yeah. Should have been manufacturing capital for the profiteers.
Oh, just gold bars. Stamping gold bars.
Just another day at the gold bar factory. I hope Judge Dredd doesn't show up.
Guess we're doing drugs now.
How much longer does this have?
It's like 20 minutes.
That's a good question. We've got we're at 1 hour and 13 minutes now. What's the price of a jet? Again, I can't help it. Like, every time he talks, it feels like it should be British.
Yeah.
I
know.
It annoys me every time he talks and it's not like a British accent. Like,
yeah.
So it's me. You know? I don't know. And he's like almost there too. That's the annoying thing, is he's almost there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were spoiled by having a Stallone voice Dredd, you know?
Yeah, even like, though we could barely understand voice. What he was saying like half the time.
He sounds stupid and it's funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I want you to sound stupid and funny. I want a voice.
Oh, no.
Watch out.
Wow. Fucking meat grinder.
Damn.
So, guys, what's the temperature? What's the temperature so far?
Hate.
Oh, oh, never mind. He's talking to his dog.
My dog got work.
Oh, okay. I thought your response. Sorry, what was the question? How are you feeling so far? I said, what's the temperature? How are you guys feeling so far about the movie? And I thought you just said.
Previous one better.
I think you got it in my head about the YouTube movie. This is just a YouTube movie now. And me, to me, and I'm just
it's
like.
It's a higher budget. I don't know.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. Some really cool bits here and there.
This is a movie made, like, speaking of YouTube, this is a movie made for Judge Dredd, colon, all action scenes, HD edit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had this movie come out. How this movie come out 8 years later? Actually, no. When did YouTube Shorts come out? 2019?
Oh, man.
When did YouTube Shorts?
YouTube Shorts. Judge Dredd 2012.
I think this would be a good YouTube Shorts movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A TikTok movie. Cut up into what? Like 40 pieces?
40 pieces? What's 90 minutes divided by 2? 45.
Yeah. Thereabouts.
Wow.
Oh. He didn't think about... See, he hadn't played the third game. In the second game, you couldn't shoot through walls. But in the third game, you can. He forgot. He updated recently. That's a big hole.
Yeah. Not that big a hole in his armor, though.
Yeah. Well, the armor kept it in. It's actually, you know, it's one of the dangerous things about armor.
He should have played dead. Oh, so this guy, this is the South African. Lex here? That's the South African.
This guy is more of a Judge Dredd chin than Carl Urban, though.
I think that's
true. But his head, this helmet's just a bit too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of Nova-esque, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
MCU Nova, you know, like the specifically the MCU Novas, yeah.
I feel like the Nova, well, I don't know. I can't remember the MCU Nova. I'm just, but like Nova, it's almost there. Just a normal Nova.
Yeah.
Isn't John C. Reilly Nova in the MCU?
He's one of them. Yeah, very watered down like, Novas. Very quippy, you know.
That's why Taika took on the new one.
Yeah,
perfect.
We
for
actually
it.
Get a much more tame Judge Dredd from Taika compared to this. So, Salt, you said you'd watched Annihilation and no other Alex Garland movies.
Let me see.
And Keegan, you've seen everything.
No. I've seen. I haven't seen any of
this. So you've seen everything.
Later.
So you've...
I haven't seen any of the zombie stuff.
I've seen 28 Days Later and Annihilation, and that's it.
I've seen Ex Machina, Annihilation, Civil War. I think that's it.
You haven't seen Men?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a movie,
and be like,
the movie Men, directed by Alex Garland. It's about men.
They be like,
men be shopping.
Men be shopping. Sometimes, wow,
that's a movie that all my friends gave different reviews on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing. I'm seeing a 5 here from Sophie Campbell. What the fuck? Really a crazy episode in terms of things we're finding out on the fly here.
Yeah.
Friend of the podcast, Sophie Campbell, giving Men a 5-star review. Okay.
You'll have to interrogate her next time she's on. I don't know. Have you seen Men?
I have not.
I remember seeing the trailer and thinking it was fake.
I see Men all the time, and I'm quite tired of it, actually.
Oh, now, dang.
If there's a movie called Women,
I would be there on day
one. I'd be there.
Yeah.
I'd be there on
day one. I'm a supporter of such a movie.
Yeah. If there was a movie called Mothers, you know, I'd be there.
There's a movie called Mother with Jennifer Lawrence, right?
There's also a movie called Mother from Bong Joon-ho. Good movie.
Oh.
Yes, good movie. And I was there for that. I did.
It's the Windows Galaxy Scape stars as screensaver.
Oh, okay. Good catch. Not what I was paying attention to in that scene, but good catch, Salt.
That's where my attention's going now.
That's okay. I get it. Like, with where we're at. You know, we joked about this being a YouTube shortsable movie, but I don't know. Like, you know, every now and then I see clips from action movies pop up on my Twitter feed, right? Not so much on my Blue Sky feed, because Blue Sky don't got that dog in them. But, you know, like, I'll see clips from various action movies, as well as, you know, like The Raid, right? Like, everyone will post about The Raid every now and then, you know. I just can't see that being the case for this movie. Like, we've gotten individual bits here and there that are neat, like people's heads blowing up, you know, and, you know, some cool shots here and there, but, like, I don't know if there's any fight in particular or, you know, as a whole that I could see being very clippable.
Well, if you want to break down all your different types of stunts, you have vehicle stunts, you have high falls, you have gun work, you have hand-to-hand combat. And like you pointed out before, the hand-to-hand combat's the weak link here. And if you can't do good hand-to-hand combat, it doesn't feel like you ever quite pulled it together enough to make a movie worth watching.
Yeah. Also, I can't tell if the resolution on my very legitimate Judge Dredd movie file is off.
Oh, it's very off. It's 480 at 15 frames a second.
It, oh, okay. Wow.
Like, that's why I have my own copy.
I just wasn't expecting the stats on the fly like that. But yeah, like the resolution change as we're doing the shot reverse shot here. It's quite jarring, actually. Is there a frame? Are we doing VFR here? I feel like the Dredd shots here are at a higher frame rate than the Mama shots.
Doesn't look that way on my version.
Again, maybe it's just a very legitimate video file that I'm working with here. Well, that was easy.
They should have her piss her pants.
They should. Is that CGI blood or is that real blood? Are they too embarrassed to use real blood?
Is she really bleeding? Did they get her? Damn, they caught her.
They're too embarrassed to use real blood here.
Dredd got hands.
Dredd's gonna make her take the drugs. Again, it's just so, like, so close. His accent is so close to being, like, Billy Butcher-esque, even.
Mm-hmm. I like his accent in The Boys. It's fine.
It's good. It's cheesy, but like good kind of cheesy. Here it's goofy.
It's just what a choice. Yeah, I just like there's so many movies where I'm just like, why didn't you just let him be a limey bastard? Like,
yeah,
just
let him be British.
Let him be.
I don't say this often. Whatever. I don't say this often, but yeah, maybe sure. He will benefit from being British here.
Like, I'm not going to say with Batman, okay, you know, Robert Pattinson, go do some accent training. That's cool. That's a cool shot. I like it.
Yep. Very nice.
But
you can tell she's on drugs because of the glimmer.
Yeah. But it's also the glass, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she's blowing out the smoke. That's sick.
Mm. It's really good. It's the chroma. What's it called? The chroma keying.
Yeah.
On her. Yeah.
Going back to the whole drugs and criminals thing you were talking about earlier, Lan. Like, Trump becoming president was a real facilitator for a lot of people to like fully understand that, or at least pretend to understand that too. And that's even more why we were just not ready here to have a real like Judge Dredd is the piece of shit here.
We were 4 years off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this movie came out in 2012.
What is the Resist Lib of version of this, you know?
The Tycho Resist one. Lib.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're going to see it. This is endless.
Is it cheap to say this is very protracted?
This is the longest falling sequence ever. Oh, she's going to be a puddle, though. Oh, no.
Squish.
And
it all goes red.
Her back turned into a C, though.
Yeah. It's got to be a bit more than just red. Ooh, white.
Heels,
wow.
Heels touch head.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Uh-oh, it went red. It's just like Ultraman. She's an Ultraman now.
Oh, no.
Her color timer just went off.
Rekine, save me!
She just gets really big all of a sudden.
I wish this movie was that brave.
Oh, that would be sick.
I mean, playing it straight and then going crazy goofy at the last minute would have been fantastic.
Yeah. You could get me in the last minute with something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I think the opposite is more often true, where it's like, oh, this was a fine movie, and then they just totally fumble the last 5 minutes.
All right, Lan, if you had to give this a Letterboxd review, how many stars would you give it?
See, I was thinking about this, and I actually went to check.
Yeah, I just checked. I wanted to know if you were standing by that old review.
I don't think so. I don't think so. When did I watch this movie last time?
2022.
2022, only 3 years ago. Yeah, I don't know.
I think at best I'd give it three. Like, 2.5 isn't even hate it. It's just that like there's parts that really don't work.
I mean, even 3 years ago. Even 3 years ago, you say what you're gonna say.
No, I mean it's just like I feel like this is a definitive 4 out of 7, you know, just like perfectly average.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
I think if I were to bring it down, you know, I think I'd only bring it down like a half star to a 3. It's a fine 3 out of 5 movie.
Yeah, just kind of a set and forget. Like, turn it on and check your fantasy lineup. And
I mean, even back in 2022, I said it's very apparent which parts of this scream. This was produced by Adi Shankar,
right?
So, yeah, I mean, it's. Even more apparent some 13 years later.
You know, this is the kind of movie though where it's like the one of the big braveries of this film is that it's only 90 minutes. You know? I think I just talked about this in the last episode, but like MCU movies, they have no business being 150 minutes. Those should be 90-minute action movies, almost all of them. And it's like stupid plot stuff that protracts those movies. Fast and Furious movies also. Those fall into that, where it's like, this should be 90 minutes. And it's like, yes, this is a 90-minute action movie. Perfect. This is exactly what I expect out of this.
I love voiceovers at the end. Yeah.
See, this is a cool ending for this, you know? It's like that was just a day. That was just his job. He just went and did his job.
What's the other big movie that's about a day on the job as a cop? Training Day?
I believe
Training Day.
See, like, okay, dang. I just watched the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Movie's Why? 2 hours. It should not have been a minute over 90.
Why?
Oh, it was
Why'd you do that?
Okay. My brother-in-law. It was on okay. Thanksgiving Day. My brother-in-law had just got Stars for like $1 for a year or something. Some ridiculous thing. He was like, you should get it too. I'm like, I don't care about Stars that much. I don't think I need to give them $9 for the whole year even. And then he was like, well, look, we can watch this movie. And we watched that movie. And it's like a perfect dad post-Thanksgiving movie. It's way too long. Way too long. And like, I like long movies, right? One battle after another is pretty long.
Yeah.
Perfect length.
I mean, it doesn't feel long.
Does it feel long?
I think even...
This kind of movie feels long at 2 hours, though. This was fine.
But does it feel long because we watched it while talking?
Also true.
Or does it feel... That's what I was thinking about after we recorded our Judge Dredd 1995 episode. Is like, did that movie feel long because it was very protracted with its plot? Or did it feel long because... We were yapping. Talking, and I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, we had an hour and a half conversation. Is why. It's like,
I mean, not that I regret the conversation. The conversation
no,
was great.
No. That was fun.
A great conversation. A lot of things were learned.
But like an even hour and a half one, a phone call. An hour and a half phone call is really long. And a 90-minute movie.
I mean, an hour and a half phone call is pretty normal to me as a brown guy. But
I mean, I'm not.
Well, my answer to that is I not once thought, oh, I wish these guys would keep it down so I could hear the dialogue.
Exactly.
Folks listening to this episode as an actual commentary track for the movie, let us know if you wanted us to shut the fuck up at any point during the movie.
It's possible.
Someone's trying to use this as commentary track and they're like, oh, God, these guys won't shut the fuck up. I'm trying to see this guy imagining Judge Anderson naked. Holy shit. Yeah,
well,
Judge
what
Dredd,
did we learn here today?
Dredd 2012 is great when you ain't got a bitch in your ear talking.
So true.
I don't know.
Is something.
Yeah, this movie says things. It doesn't have something to say necessarily, but it says things. Drugs are glittery. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Drugs can make falling off a tall building cooler.
Slow-mo is awesome and epic. And hey, check out the new Freddie Wong movie. I think it's called Nail House. It's called Nail House.
What?
It's coming out in a year or two, I think. Seems interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's still grinding. You know, good for him. Good for
Is
him.
Is it a real he's movie? Been...
It's yeah, it's crowdfunded.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So shouts. And, yeah, I don't know. Are we doing another Tastemakers grab bag?
We better.
We better wrap things up here. I gotta go sleepy time.
Aw. I forgot what my one was gonna be.
Land needs drinky. Land needs sleepy. Sorry, that's the one. That's the... Yeah. Salt? Oh. You wanna... Hello? Oh no, they got him. They got his ass.
Oh no. Wait, did he
he's
leave
actually
wait he, should I leave this yeah. stream?
He's actually stream's been done for some time now.
I know, I wasn't paying attention to my screen, I was looking at my television.
He's actually stuck outside just like the mom. He's actually like, guys, I got a Tastemakers grab bag recommendation. Let me in.
We're not doing Tastemakers, right?
Oh, we're not?
I thought this was a made up.
Actually, no, we don't need to. I've got a Tastemakers grab bag recommendation that I think would be better served in our next episode.
Great. Well, let's do that then. Until then, you have been judged, juried, and unalived. Thanks for listening, and...
Happy Bread Summer. Oh,
ungrapple it.